Welcome to another message from Citizen Heights. We are located in the nation's capital, where our heart is to inspire hope, remove limitations, and help you experience God's possible for your life. Join Pastors Michael and Heather Giroux in their passion to help you live your best life. We hope you enjoy today's encouraging and uplifting message.
Hey, Citizen Heights, so good to have you here joining us today. I'm glad we're joining like this, but to be honest with you, I'm getting over this. I want to see you face to face. I want some hugs and some handshakes and some high fives pretty soon. But in the meantime, I'm so proud of you and how you've responded over the last few weeks. You're an amazingly generous church. You continue to tune in. I'm so grateful for that. So I want you to do something. We're going to get started here in a minute. Go ahead and hit the share button right now. Let some people know that church is going. I've been noticing that more and more people are starting to watch at different times, so I don't see as much chatting. I understand that's the convenience factor, but make sure if you're here, you're going to go ahead and give yourself a screen name. You're going to go ahead and enter chat. If that doesn't distract you, if that distracts you, go ahead and just do your thing. If you're joining us on our app or on our website, there's lots of tools you can use. You can give right there. You can tune into some of the great tools we have for Citizen Kids that'll help you out. You can fill out a prayer request. You can get prayer. Now, if you're joining us on Facebook or Instagram, we want to welcome you as well. You might not have as many tools, but you're just as much loved no matter where you're watching it from. One other thing I want to draw your attention to is we have released our three-phase plan to go ahead and start building a bridge to in-person gatherings again. Remember, I told you, we're not going to be the first church to open up. That's not going to be tape that we're going to break and in a triumphant moment. We're going to open when we know we can gather safely and with excellence and with the reality of the community that we love and that we enjoy. So if you want to check it out on the website or on the app, you can see the three phases that we're moving into cautiously, but with great hope as well. The other thing I've got to tell you about is that this is really the time of year where typically we would celebrate high school graduations, and we are so proud of you high school graduates. We know this is not the senior year that you envisioned. This is not how you imagined it happening, but we are so proud and celebrate with you just the same. And I know there's celebrations going on throughout the city and drive-bys, and we can still send gift cards and send money, which we know is important to you graduates. We're so excited for the future that God has for you, and we're so proud of the accomplishment that you've made thus far, and it's just the beginning for your life. So welcome, graduates. We love you. We celebrate you. Now, I know pre-roll's getting ready to go here. The worship team's getting ready to go. And so we got to get ready for church. So I hope that you take a moment right now to put this on a bigger screen than you're watching on. Watch it with a few other people. Maybe invite and share. Text a few people just to remind them church is about to happen. We've got an exciting day in church today. We're getting back into a series we started a few weeks ago entitled Rally in the Valley. And I am so excited because I believe God is going to do something in the midst of this conversation today. So go ahead and tune in, put it on a big screen, turn it up as loud as you can. And just remember, it's never been and it never will be about a building. Church has always been and it'll always be about Jesus. So come on, let's worship Him together.
Citizen Heights, welcome to church. We're going to worship Jesus together. Come on.
Time moves in rhythm with His hand. Moment by moment, beat by beat. Rolling through death, but kicking sand. No rebel beats, I'll skip His feet.
Sing it with me now.
Let now the music chase its heart. Mercy by mercy, no by no. We lost the pace, He moved.
Who is
child of God. Yes, I am.
Yes, Lord, this is where we belong. In your house, in your presence, Jesus.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
I am chosen, not forsaken.
Together now.
Now we're going to transition into a time of giving. We're going to have the opportunity to mirror the Father's heart, His generosity to this community, to our church community. And so I just want to remind you that despite the challenges that we have faced over the past few months, over the past few weeks, you know, church has not been put on hold. In fact, the mission that we have is now more critical than ever before. And you continue to step up and just run with all that God has given you. So I want to thank you for being generous.
Amen. That's so good. You can also keep track on how we're giving as a community. This year, we've decided to partner with organizations that are working with the most vulnerable. And you can find that on our Heights Foundation website. Also, follow us on social media at Citizen Heights to see how your giving is affecting our community.
That's right. That's right. Well, church, thank you. If you've already automated your giving, I just want to applaud you and thank you once again for being so generous. You know, we've been automating our giving for quite some time now because it's consistent, it's efficient, and it's so convenient. Whether you're traveling or you're working, life gets crazy, it's all good. Automate your giving and you're going to be able to continue sowing into what God is doing in this time, in our moment that God has given us.
That's right. So now, as you prepare your gift, we're going to have some news for you right on the screen. When we come back, we're going to hear a powerful message on how to rally in the valley with Pastor Michael Jarrell.
Your mobile phone is with you everywhere you go, and now we are too. We are excited to let you know that we have released our new church app. Our mobile app is loaded with the greatest resources to help you better connect with the church and ultimately with God. You can look up scriptures or listen to the Bible. We have a secure note-taking journal. You can look at all of our social media, and you can even give inside of the app. There are so many features that will help you stay up to date with everything we are doing here at the church. The beautiful part is that it's all in one simple place. Download it today in the iTunes or Android store and see how easy it is to stay connected.
Mm-hmm. Heart for the House is our once-a-year offering over and above our normal giving, where everyone in our church can play a significant role. Giving to Heart for the House is a sacred moment where we empower our church to do the extra things God has put on our heart. Throughout the year, we're showcasing some of our initiatives. This week's spotlight is Convoy of Hope, an organization with a driving passion to impact the world through children's feeding initiatives, community outreaches, and disaster response. Convoy of Hope's disaster services team is consistently among the first to respond to critical emergency situations by bringing help and hope to those who are impoverished, hungry, and hurting. Highly regarded for their strategic, scalable response and distribution model, Convoy of Hope utilizes 8 international warehouses, 4 domestic warehouses, a specialized disaster response fleet, and a highly trained team of staff and volunteers to respond to needs quickly and effectively. Each year, they serve millions of people affected by natural and man-made disasters. Citizen Heights, partner with us by giving to Heart for the House, and together we can make a big difference to help those most vulnerable. To find out more about all of our Heart for the House initiatives for 2020, check out the Heights Foundation page at citizenheights.com.
Go ahead and open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 17. Welcome to church. We continue a powerful series today entitled Rally in the Valley. Remember, valley is a low point. It's a point of change. It's a place of decision. A valley, many times, I believe, is a place of opportunity cloaked in adversity. And many times you'll see the path of promotion begins in the valley. It begins in the low place. So God has a plan for your valley right now. I'm here to tell you, God is with you in your valley. Matter of fact, Isaiah 40:40 says, every valley shall be exalted. Come on, God has a plan in the midst of your valley. This is not a final disposition. Your valley is an alignment for God's next placement and position. And it's going to be a low point, but it's surrounded by unlimited launch points. So I want to read together the ultimate rally in the valley, 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to start at verse 8. You know the players. It's David, it's Goliath, it's the Philistines and the Israelites. And they're rallied at the Valley of Elah for 40 days and 40 nights, squared off. Israel is depressed. There's great struggle in the midst of the valley. And we'll pick it up at verse 32. And it says, and Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth and he a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went after it. And I struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine, whoa, David's getting a little personal right now, says this uncircumcised, what he's really saying is, this is not God's man. We are God's people. And he will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. And David fastened them to himself, the sword to his armor. And he tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. And so David took them off. Well, we're talking about a rally in the valley. And here he goes. David goes, from this point, he goes and finds 5 smooth stones in the valley brook. We too are finding stones of truth in this valley we find ourselves in. And I want to give you 5 things we rally in the valley and we find. And we're taking this journey over several weeks. So week 1, if you recall, it was in the valley that we find words worth repeating. Do you remember that? It's in the valley that we find words worth repeating. And week 2, it was in the valley that we discovered God's view of me makes everyone else's view of me irrelevant. Those are two truths we grabbed hold of on the first 2 weeks. Today, week three, it's in the valley that I find God sees me and sends me as he designed me to prosper me just as he made me. That's what we're going to talk about today, because in our text we see David, but let's remember how David got there. He was a shepherd, the lowest of the low. He took a day off from being the lowest of the low to become an errand boy, to carry bread and cheese to his brothers at the front line of the battle. And when he arrives, he realizes this isn't just an assignment from his father. This is an assignment from his father. Ever had that moment where you realize it wasn't your boss, it wasn't a parent, it was God directing you? And David steps to the challenge in faith. So your assignment right now, you didn't come to this valley because of a wrong turn or a wayward decision. God is working in you and through you in this valley. And David had three things questioned in the valley: his armor, his helmet, and his sword. We just read about it, verse 38 and 39. Saul questions those. And the first one is helmet, what you think. I want to talk about what you think, because David's thoughts and motives were brought into question. We know Proverbs 23 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts and your self-talk are so important. And David's older brother confronts him. He says, I know how you think. I know how conceited you are. I know how you came down just to watch this battle. The translation, you're nothing, and you need to remember you're nothing. And if you forget you're nothing, we'll remind you that you're nothing. Come on. God, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, we have the mind of Christ. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the thoughts in the intents of his heart for us, a future and a hope. And then his armor was questioned, what you feel. Our feelings are sometimes real. Our feelings sometimes are misleading. David had no armor, just a shepherd's attire, vulnerability, accessibility. But that's us, our heart. If you let people, they'll mess with you. And people are all around us. In verse 33, Saul says to him, you're a youth, you're not able. And Goliath has been a warrior since his youth. And he begins to compare him and cause him to feel inadequate and feel the judgment and the disapproval. But there's an armor for your thoughts. Proverbs 4:23 says that God wants to enable us to forgive one another and get rid of all bitterness, it tells us in Colossians, and to remain tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God forgave us. And we keep our heart clean. But finally, the sword, what you have in your hand. My resources, my gifts, my abilities. David needed a weapon upgrade. I don't know if we can argue this point. We have to admit it. What a temptation. How could he refuse is the question. When you trade your shepherd's staff for bread and cheese and you come to a battle line, it's hard to refuse the king's sword, but remember who you are and what's in your hand. David says, I'm good. Come on, has anyone ever told you they're good when you know they're not good? In fact, one of the best ways of determining if a person is good or not is whether they say the words, I'm good. David, what are you doing? You're out of your league. You're out of your depths. You're over your head. David, don't you know Goliath? Let's just rehearse the statistics again. Goliath, 10 feet tall. Goliath, the tip of his spear is 15 pounds. His actual spear is 37 pounds. All of Israel knows these stats, and they're recorded for us because they've been talking about Goliath and his capacity and his ability. Meanwhile, David has a sling, but he's offered the king's sword. Saul says, how about it? And it doesn't fit. Just like the armor didn't fit. Just like the helmet didn't fit. It's cumbersome. It's unfamiliar. It's impressive, but wholly untested. But David says, what I have in my hand, I've seen God work with that. The lion came against me and I prevailed. The bear came against me. I prevailed. I've tested this slingshot and this shepherd's staff. It's simple, I know, but let me just talk to you for a minute. God will use the unique thing he's already placed in your hand. So don't worry about what you do or what you don't have. Don't obsess. Don't covet what someone else is wearing, what somebody else is warring with. The king's armor looks okay on him, but come on, who is he anyway? He's a man hiding in a tent while a young boy goes out to fight the battle of faith. People will hide behind their designations. People will hide behind their degrees. People will hide behind their dollars, but God is looking for the heart of a warrior in the valley. He's looking for the simplicity of faith. He's looking for the power of trust. You don't have those things because God isn't in those things. He's in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Come on. The glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's the one we proclaim to this end. Paul said, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Christ is working powerfully inside of me. Come on, he's working powerfully inside of you. Do you hear me? That Christ is working in you. He's my hope that my valley turns around into his glory. It's irrelevant what's in your hand. Just go with faith in your heart. Just be yourself and use the familiar gifts and the talents that God has given you. He will work miracles through your life. God designed you. God sees you. God approves of you. God sends you. God assures you. He's always with you. Your valley doesn't shift this reality. Matter of fact, your valley solidifies this reality. I want to get ready in a minute to give this back to the worship team because I feel like some of us are about to get free. But first, I want to bring you to Joel 3, because Joel 3, there's another valley. It's called the Valley of Decision. It's verse 14 in Joel 3, the Valley of Decision. We make a decision. We all make a decision in the valley. And I want to urge you to make that decision right now. David was about to have a great victory. He's at a low point, but God's bringing him to a launch point because God was giving him a victory despite his size, despite the odds, despite the reality of his inability. God was giving him and making him a success in the valley. And I want you to say a few things with me. Can you do that? Are you ready? Say this. Say it. Repeat after me. It's irrelevant what's in my hand. His grace has touched my heart. I have divine enablement because God is on my side. Say it. Yeah, say it. God has used far stranger people than me. And God has used far stranger means than what I have. God has used the donkey, a donkey's jawbone. God has used the wind and the mulberry trees. And God doesn't want me weaponized or accessorized. God wants me galvanized in his grace. God wants me immobilized by his spirit. Now say it. God designed me. He sees me. He approves of me. He sends me. He assures me that he's always with me. My valley doesn't change it. My valley solidifies it. Come on, the secret to the valley is not in the king's armor. Do you hear me? It's not in what you have and what you don't have. It's not even in the sling or in the five smooth stones. It's in God himself. We find everything we need in him. That's why we call him Yahweh. That's why he said, you call me I am, because I'll be I am to you. I'll be whatever you need me to be. In this moment, I want to pray for you. I want to believe God with you that in the midst of the valley, we don't lose sight of the victory Jesus gave us in the darkest moment in the valley on the cross. His victory is ours. Some of you are here today and you're struggling in the valley. Some of you are listening and you've been around church and you know a little bit of the language and the talk, but you faltered and you feel ashamed. Maybe there's been those who questioned your motives and attacked your heart. But I'm here to tell you today, God wants to carry that for you. And I want to lead you in a simple prayer right now. The Bible says that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. Some of us are in a valley mode. We need the salvation of God. We need his presence, his abiding presence to come with us. And we need to stop substituting and finding other things to try to put within the hand, our hands that God has already weaponized by his grace. The scars that are the marks of scars in his hands left by the nails, the marks in his feet, the grace of God that he gives to each one of us. I want you right now just to take a moment and lean into this truth. Jesus loves you right where you live, right where you are. And he's calling you in the midst of this valley to become a voice. And we cannot become a voice unless we hear his voice. We cannot be a voice of truth. We cannot be a voice of justice. We cannot be a voice of strength unless we hear the echoes of his voice first. Jesus said nothing unless first he heard his Father say it. Let me tell you, church, there's too many scripts being handed out right now for us to run around and just say what we want to say and get stuff off our chest and make these statements out of a good intention and a good heart. But it's the heart of God that is going to bring humanity into alignment with the truth. And the truth is God loves each and every one of us. And in that encounter, in his love, we find a voice. We find victory. We find an ability to rally in the valley because he's blessed us and anointed us as we are with what he's put in our hands. So let me take a moment and pray with you. Just close your eyes right where you are. And if you're in a place today where you honestly just are in a place of hopelessness, a place of struggle, a place of not knowing what to do next, I'm going to pray a prayer of faith over your life right now. You're just saying, I need to respond to this message. Father, I thank you. You see each and every one of us. Lord, you know what we're up against. Lord, you know the fatigue of our souls. You know the frustration of our emotions. You know the struggle with what's in our hand. Father, you know every detail about us, yet you love us right where we are. And you come to bring salvation, deliverance, a refreshing of our soul. So God, we say here and now in the valley, we will not take hold of the king's weapons. We will not take hold of the world's ideas. We will not echo just the thoughts of men around us. Father, we know that the thoughts of God are higher than our thoughts. Father, we thank you for your thoughts are higher and your ways are higher. And we want to hear your voice to bring us to a place of strength, to echo your voice, to echo your love, to echo your grace. And Father, I'm going to pray right now for that second group of people. You're here and you're tuning in today and you recognize you're not sure where you stand with God. I'm going to pray for you right now. And I'm going to ask you to make a bold step. I'm going to count to three. When I hit three, I'm going to invite you to lift your hand. By lifting your hand, you're not saying you got it all figured out, but you're saying you figured at least one thing out. You need Jesus in your life, a God who loves you right where you are, but has the grace and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to bring you to what he's called you to be, out of the valley, a launch point. If that's for you, on the count of three, just lift your hand. Come on, one, don't wait. Today is your day. Two, it might be the first time you've ever prayed this prayer. It might be a recommitment because you know you're not where you need to be. And you have questions about what God's thoughts are about you. We're going to settle that today. Are you ready? One, two, three. Lift your hand. Thank you. You can just click that button. You can just lift your hand right where you are as well. Just lift your hand. Father, I thank you for every hand that is lifted high right now. Father, I thank you that your word says that if we call upon the name of the Lord, we will be saved. Deliverance. Father, not just salvation in an eternal sense in heaven, although we thank you that it includes that, but divine life here and now. We can know your thoughts. We can have a clean conscience. Lord, we can have a sense of an abundance of purpose, tuning into you. So God, we pray right now for every individual who's making that commitment. And I want to ask you to just to repeat after me nice and boldly. Thank you, Jesus, that you love me right where I am. I surrender my life to you. Everything I've done, everything I'm doing, and everything I hope to do. I believe in you, Jesus, that you died on the cross, that you rose again on the third day, and that you love me, and that you have a plan for me, and that you want to heal me, and that you want to empower me. Now say this part boldly, nice and loud. I am a Christian. By grace I've been saved. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I'm so excited for you. You just prayed that prayer. God is going to do some great, great things in your life. And I want to just make sure you know there's a church that loves you. There's a church that's behind you. There's a church that supports you. And we're here for you to serve you in any way we can. God bless you. We love you. Oh, how would I?
sent from the source of its supply. 'Cause in the heart and the heartache, you'll be the more or less inclined. I was searching stop and nothing. Yours is not that hard to find. Praise you on the mountain. I will praise you in the mountains in my way. You're the summit where my feet are. I will praise you in the valleys all the same. No less God within the shadows. No less faithful when the night leads me astray.
Praise you in the valleys of sin.
no less God within the shadows, no less faithful when the night leads me astray. Oh, the summit where my heart is, in the highlands and the heartache of sin.
If you made a decision to follow Christ today, we're so excited. We know that all of heaven is rejoicing right now. The first thing you can do is tell someone. Tell a friend, tell your neighbor, text someone. But also, we would love for you to fill out the connection card. The link is right on the screen. Tell us that you made a commitment to follow Christ today.
And the second thing you can do is get growing in God. The best way to do that is with His Word, the Bible. So we actually have a Bible available to you for free on our Citizen Heights app. Be sure to check it out if you don't have a physical Bible. But let's just remember, as we read the Word of God, as we stay planted, that's how we're going to grow. And that's how we're going to get to see immeasurably more happen in our lives.
That's right. And last, you're now part of God's family. So we want you to get connected here at Citizen Heights. You can do that by engaging in our chat and also joining one of our citizen groups happening now throughout the DMV and also on Zoom.
That's right. Well, church, thank you for inviting us into your home. Thank you for sharing this Sunday with us. We love you so very much.
Don't forget that our pastors and our hosts are still on the chat right now. They're ready to pray with you. Also, again, join us on our citizen groups. You can click the link to learn more about when they're happening. And we love you so much. God has an incredible plan for your life. We want to hear the stories of how He's changing your life, the lives of your neighbors, and our city. So we'll see you next week.
Take care.